everybody. Welcome to another episode on Solo Love. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a situation that happened to me while I was on a solo adventure and how to be very mindful and aware of your surroundings if you are doing something solo or if you're doing something in a group. So with that being said, we're going to have the lovely theme music come in by an artist named Beejul, and then we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Really wanted to give a shout out to the artist that created this beat that I use for my theme music. His name is Beejul, and that's spelled B-A-E-G-E-L. He published this beat on Epidemic Sound, and creators like me are able to download this sound without having any sort of repercussions of, you know, using somebody's work and getting legally charged with it. Like, I don't know anything about, like, any of this stuff and, like, copyright infringement and all this stuff. So I wanted to make sure that if I'm using somebody's, you know, music, I'm using it with having, like, the rights to use their music. And Epidemic Sound really lays it down for you and lets you know, like, oh, you're free to use this music, you know, and you won't get in trouble. So it's really reassuring for sure. But go ahead and check out his music. He has some really good beats, and you can find them on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. But if you look up his name, it'll like pop up a bunch of different platforms that you can, you know, check out his beats or, you know, music on. So definitely give him like a shout and see if you can find something that you love. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump in today's episode, which is being very mindful and very aware of your surroundings, whether you are in groups, whether you are solo traveling, whether you are with your partner. Just be very mindful of things, because sometimes when we least expect it, sometimes that's when things happen. Not to scare you at all, but as a solo traveler, I really would love to share my experiences that I've encountered, so that, you know, maybe listen to this and you choose to do it a different way, or you choose to kind of listen to, like, you know, the guide, you know, or not listen, but you just choose to kind of like pick out a few things that I've said and just kind of like be careful, because I don't know, like, there are some really like sketchy things out there, and like if you can help people try to avoid them, then I would really love to do that for sure. But this situation actually happened when I was on a local adventure, and I was just kind of like, I wanted to have like a stay vacation, I guess you could stay. Excuse me, I really can't talk today. So guys, sorry in advance. This is going to be an interesting podcast episode, but no, I'm so sorry. But anyways, so this happened, like I said, locally. I was, my job is really flexible, so I can like, I can get off and have time, you know, to hang out with friends or to spend time with myself. So it's really nice and lovely, because that also allows me to go on a bunch of, you know, adventures and to go on trips that I, you know, have been wanting to go on for the longest time ever. So it's absolutely so ideal for me, and I'm so happy that I found, you know, a schedule like this that allows me to do what it is that I want to do in life right now, which is traveling and exploring and doing new things. So it's absolutely amazing. But anyways, so I was just kind of like chilling and seeing my friends like later in the day because they were working because it was a weekday. So I did, I was doing a lot of things by myself while they were working, and I was just kind of doing like chill things. And it was also summertime, so I did a lot of like driving, and I did a lot of like sometimes sitting in my car in the air conditioning because it was like really warm outside. And eventually that led to my car battery dying, unfortunately. And so I had contacted a friend, and they were able to come out and help me and, you know, help jumpstart my car. And one of my friends also was able to change the battery for me, which was like, whoa, man, like, that was amazing. I wasn't expecting, you know, that he would be able to do that. But I was so grateful that he was, because it saved me, you know, needing to go to a mechanic or go to like a, you know, car center or whatever to go and get like a new battery. And sometimes that can like charge you, they can charge you like so much. So I saved so much, and I'm so grateful for my friend that had helped me do that. So it was amazing. So like the next day, I was just kind of I wanted to just have like an easy day, and I wanted to just go and like read a book. And so I chose to read a book at like this viewpoint in my car. And while I was sitting up there, you know, there was like in and out for traffic as it is at like at viewpoints and everything. But this specific viewpoint was like tucked away. So I thought it was really nice going to this one, because it was like I could kind of have like a little bit of peace and quiet while reading and, you know, sitting in my car. And so that was why I kind of like picked that area. And all of a sudden, there was this guy who came up. It was this older guy, probably in his 50s or 60s. And he came up and he knocked on my window. And he put up his hands like, oh, like, I'm harmless. Like, you know, I'm not here to hurt you or anything. And so I rolled down my window just a little bit. And I asked him, like, I just said, like, yes, like, what's up? And he was like, I'm so sorry to do this, but my car battery died. I was just wondering if I could, like, get a jump start from you or something like that. And I thought, like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so crazy. Like, I'm thinking in my head, like, literally this just happened to me yesterday. How crazy is it? And also how wonderful is it that I can also, like, pay it forward and help somebody else who is of need of, like, you know, getting a jump and everything. So I was like, I was really excited, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, and I of course automatically jumped to it. I was like, yeah, of course I can help you. So he had told me, he directed me, like, oh, like, if you could park your car like this, and in a sense, it was gonna be like our cars were gonna be creating like this T in a sense, but it was kind of like a diagonal T in a sense. So it was like a 45 degree angle that we were creating, like, with the cars, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So I pulled my car and I, you know, popped open the hood, and I got my jumbo cables, and I asked him, I said, well, do you want any help? And he's like, oh, no, like, I can do it, don't worry. And so I was like, okay, sounds good. And let me just say, guys, as well, like, I have never really needed a jump start other than like that one time, like the day previous, that my friend had came out and like helped me. Other than that, like, I've gotten to like the mechanic, or I've gotten like my car service, and they've pointed out that I might need to get a new battery soon. But I've never had like that problem before, so I've never really learned, and I know this sounds crazy, I've never really learned how to like jumpstart a car before, other than like the day before, like I had said. So it was all kind of new to me. So I was watching this guy, and I was watching him, like, you know, do things, because I was like, okay, like, I know a little bit, but I don't know that much about it. So he had connected, you know, the jumper cables to each, you know, battery, I believe, if I'm saying correctly. And I knew as much that I needed to start my car in order to get his car turned on or something like that. And I had asked him, I said, hey, I said, okay, do you want me to go ahead and start up my car? And he was like, oh, wait a minute, let me see if I can start my car up. And I said, okay. And he went in and he turned his car on, and his car started, you know, like perfectly. It was fine. So I was like, oh, yay. Like, we got the car started. Like, this is really great. I'm so happy. I'm so excited that we got it up and running. This is great news. And so I went ahead and, you know, we both shut our hoods of our cars, and I put my jumper cables back, and we kind of just stood up there, at the viewpoint, and we just started like talking. Like, he was a really funny guy, and the vibes were great. Like, it was really nice talking to him. And, so I was like enjoying his company for sure. And then he was telling me that he was a real estate agent, and that he was up there waiting for his friend to just show him a property that he had. And so I was like, oh, that's really cool, you know. And he was like, yeah, my friend's going to be here any minute. You should meet him. And I was already, you know, like digging his vibe of like chatting with him and everything. He was like a nice guy. He had like lots of stories and everything. So I was like, cool. Like, yeah, I would love to meet your friend. You know, like, meeting new people is something that I always like to do. I love meeting new people. So I wasn't like second guessing it. I was like, yeah, of course. Like, I would love to meet your friend. So, I eventually, we stayed up there for a little bit longer, and his friend had, showed up, and, his friend was like, really, his friend was venting about like how he didn't like where he currently lived, and he just wanted to get out of, you know, where he was living, and how he just wanted to get away for a little bit because, you know, the things that his neighbors were doing were bugging him, and that it was a lot, and he just didn't want to deal with it anymore. So his friend was like, well, you know, like, well, we got to hold off on, like, you know, we can't jump too fast on getting you the place. And he was just like, okay, well, then let's go on vacation. Let's just get away from here, his friend was saying. And the guy that I was speaking with, he started laughing, and he was just like, well, what about that? And he asked me, he's like, what about that? Do you want to come on, you know, a trip with us? And I was like laughing, but I was like, you know, this is like such a cool like situation, you know, like we all are like kind of like somewhat vibing, you know, going traveling and going on this adventure together sounds pretty cool. So I was like, yeah, I would be down for that. I was like, well, like where is it that you guys are like wanting or like thinking of going? And he was just like, oh, I don't know. We're going to have to like figure all that out and figure out the plans of, you know. And I was like, okay, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm totally down for that. And all of a sudden this like I said, there was like foot traffic coming in and out of there. And all of a sudden this big black van pulled up right beside the guy's car that I like originally first started talking to. And I had my sunglasses on, and I kept kind of looking at the driver of like the van, and I kept noticing that the driver kept kind of like looking at me. And I thought that was a little bit weird, but I was like, like, what's going on? Like, are they just like wondering like what we're doing, or like, you know, what was the case? I didn't really read too much into it because like I was enjoying their company, and I was enjoying like the vibes, and it was like, it was entertaining, and they were funny and everything. So I wasn't really paying too much attention to it. And eventually soon the guy who I, you know, first met, he said, okay, well, you know, let's he asked me, he's like, you know, he's like, why don't we come up here later tonight? And he's like, the view is just amazing at nighttime. I would love for you to see it. And I was like, yeah, I thought like of my schedule and I'm like, I didn't really have anything. So I was like, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm totally down for it. His friend was like, yeah, man, I'm going to take off. And I'll catch up with you later, he said. And so we all had like dispersed and we all had left. Later, I didn't think about like what had happened until I started like thinking about what had happened and what was like, what was going on. And by the way, I didn't ever meet up with that guy at night because, I just thought, I started like thinking about it, you know, like when I wasn't like, when I wasn't being entertained by them, when I wasn't like, you know, within their company. And I really started like looking at the picture of what happened. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this guy had me, this guy said that he needed a jump start. He was able to turn on his car by himself without needing me to turn on to get his car started. And when his friend pulled up, his friend and his car completely blocked my car in. And then this huge black van came and the driver kept looking at me. And I realized what may have been the case there. I think they were trying to, like to snatch me. And realizing that and talking with friends more and more about that, I had begun to realize that that was the situation. And I didn't even know that that was the situation. Like, I thought it was just really nice people talking, and I thought he really was in, you know, in the real estate business, and he was showing his friend this property. I didn't think that, oh, this guy has really bad intentions, and, you know, this is what this guy is planning on doing. It never crossed my mind at all until I started, like, thinking about it, until I started, you know, like, wondering, like, you know, there were a lot of cars that came in here out of everybody. Why did he choose me to help him out of everybody that had came in and out of like of the parking lot? Why did he choose me? If you would have asked me, oh, well, did you notice that guy sitting there for, you know, sitting there in his car? And I would have said, no, I wasn't paying attention. I was like, I was in my zone. I was doing my thing. But The more I think about it, the more I start kind of like putting the pieces together, and I realize that like their intentions, I don't think were good intentions. And after that had happened, I kept like a couple weeks later, I went, you know, I drove past the park, just kind of like bypassing it. And I noticed that the couple times that I would go and drive past there, he would be sitting there kind of like hiding in this area. And it wasn't very busy at the lookout area. And so I had contacted the park ranger, and I let them know that, hey, you know, this is what happened to me. You know, I told them, you know, the story. I said, it could be nothing, but I'm just like a little bit concerned because there are teenagers or, you know, kids that come up in this area, and, or not even like only just kids, but just like people in groups or people, you know, like just doing something alone like I was, and it should be something that they should like kind of be aware of. And they took down the information that I said, and they said that they would be in touch with me if they needed more questions. And they never got back to me, so I don't know if they did anything or not. But at least they have the information, so that if hopefully, God forbid, but if something does happen, they do have the information that, hey, like this. happened to one person or maybe even a couple other people. It should be known, and it should be kind of like people should be aware that this guy and his friend and this huge black van are, you know, like possibly trying to capture people. So I wanted to share this story with the purpose of just, like I said before, letting people know to be aware of your surroundings and being very careful if you're doing things. And like I said, it can be, you can be in a group, you can be alone, you could be like just with your partner, anything could happen. So me sharing this is just to kind of, you know, open your guys' eyes to see, like, be careful and take care of yourself and carry mace, pepper spray, you know, any sort of protective gear that you're able to carry with you, and just be safe and look after yourself, because the last thing that you want on an adventure is for something to happen. And, you know, it's always good to be very, to be aware. So I hope that you guys find this episode and this, you know, story helpful. And I really hope that you guys have safe travels and you guys go on adventures and you guys are staying safe. And with that, we're going to go ahead and end this episode. And I really hope that you guys tune in for the next episode, because we are going to have a random topic that we're going to talk about like we normally do. And we're just going to go from there. So stay tuned, because I'm going to push out another episode at the end of this week. And I really look forward to you hearing it.